Hello, it's Tuesday, November 15th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Today as our guest is Mr. Vincent Sammartino. Most of you know him as a 9/11 researcher, but this guy's interests are so varied and so eclectic, and we know this from just the wide array of emails he sends us with various links. And we were talking to him last week sometime, and we'd written a series of articles about the recent union of two gold peddlers on the internet, Mr. John Stattmiller and Jeffrey Bennett. And these articles were making quite a few waves in various circles. And we wanted to bring Vinny on today and have him give us a little bit of his expertise in this field. So, Vinny, welcome to Wing Radio. How are you doing?
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Victor.
Okay. We you said that admittedly you're not an expert in this field, but you do have quite a bit of knowledge as a collector, right, of gold and various products. So to start things off, just tell us a little bit about where you stand on this and how you came to know gold products.
Well, I'm a coin collector. That's what I enjoy doing.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get into it where I can become what they call a shirt pocket seller, you know, where I could sell a coin here and a coin there and make a couple of bucks.
Uh-huh.
But I did a little research on certain companies that are on the internet.
Okay.
I'm not going to name them, per se.
Alrighty.
But I'm going to tell you how you could find, you know, how you could question yourself some of their motives.
Okay. Now, I wrote an article last week. It was called Snake Oil Gold Peddlers. And in the first sentence, I say that everything that's bad in the Patriot movement can be traced back to this fear-based advertising and profiteering. So, from there, how do you see all of this fitting into what should be a truth movement?
Yeah, well, that's exactly. I don't know why they're pushing gold like this. Only thing I could say, this runs in cycles all the time. Gold went through this a few times in history, and whenever other investments aren't doing so well, like the stock market and even housing, as you can tell, the housing bubble is starting to show signs of collapsing.
Uh-huh.
People run to gold right away. But what people don't realize is that if things really got bad, I mean, if the whole system that we have, the government system, collapsed, what are they going to do with the gold anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the only thing you're going to be looking for is food and water and any kind of fuel, you know, to heat your houses in the winter.
Right.
And you're going to basically have to eat your gold. And then there's the other side of the coin where if it gets really bad, the government isn't going to allow you to have the gold. They're going to take it because they have to pay off their bills.
Right. What were you going to say before about what should people look for or what you were starting to say when Victor interrupted?
Well, no. The thing to look for is there's a lot of reputable dealers out there, a lot of them. But those dealers are not afraid to show you the prices.
Uh-huh.
So you could go on the internet, and if you want to collect, see, it's very important. Doing something like collecting gold coins or any type of rare coins, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, they actually, for the most part, are better investments than just about any other ones that you can invest in. But make sure you know the prices you're paying for what you're buying.
Yeah.
And anytime you come across any of these companies, without mentioning the names, like I said, and you see call for prices, I mean, what's the problem here? You could go to many certified dealers, and they list their prices right on their site.
Well, it sounds like they want to get these people on the phone so then they can give them the hard sell.
Well, because once you call up, you get a barker.
Right.
You get a guy like that you'll find on some like cable shows like Home Shoppers Network, that sort of thing, where they start barking you about how wonderful this is. Great.
Yeah.
This is the best, and then they suck you in.
Yeah. Now I noticed
they suck you right in, and you lose your money. And so you have to comparison shop. That's what it all comes down to with any kind of investment.
Yeah.
You just can't throw your money out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know listening to a lot of these Patriot Internet radio shows that the technique used to sell gold and other products is always fear-based. So they always talk about the apocalypse or the end of the world. And what they remind me of these are these televangelists that are preaching gloom and doom on television. So it's, in other words, it's like, you know, if you don't do this right now, you're going to go to hell. Except that the gold peddlers are saying, if you don't do this right now, Big Brother or the New World Order or the end times or whatever is going to come and you're going to be left out in the cold. How is there a difference between this fear-based selling and then someone who goes into gold as an investment?
Well, just like you said, you mentioned that they come off like creatures. That's why I said that these people, they're actually barkers. That's what these people do. They put this fear. They make you believe that they know something that you don't.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a perfect example of this. I bid on coins all the time on eBay. And if you call those numbers, get a price quote of what they think, they say they'll give you X coin for and X holder, you know, whether it's PCGS or NGC, and go compare them on eBay. Go look up that coin on an auction and let it end. Don't bid on it. Let it end and see what it sells for, actually. You're going to find out that the only person in these places like these gold-fearing Internet shows,
uh-huh.
The only person that's making money is them.
That's right.
They're making a huge profit margin.
Yep.
Huge profit margin.
Yeah, well, that's because they have a markup on their gold and silver. But a lot of these coins are mass-produced, aren't they? And there's a difference between coins for legal tender and coins for collectors, right?
Yeah, well, the gold as a whole, you have to realize, it's a commodity like diamonds. And there's always going to be the possibility that you're going to have more diamonds, that you're going to have more gold. So as the price of gold goes up, we know how greed is. More will be mined, and there'll be more available.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
Every time it starts going up, people are going to go out and mine more gold because it becomes more, more profitable to do so.
Yeah, and that just makes perfect sense. And here's what the bottom line is, Vinny, is I heard one of these packages on one of these internet radio shows for $2,000. And so what's effective, and they're saying, you know, like, if something happens in the middle of the night where you have to get up and run, you need to have your gold. Well, what happens is if these people are so worried about the apocalypse, what they've done is effectively take $2,000 out of their own pocket that they could go out and buy goods and services with, say, like a generator or a stockpile of canned goods or water or medicine or whatever. They've taken $2,000 that they can prepare for an emergency, taken out of their pocket and put it in somebody else's pocket so they can go out and buy goods and services. How does that make sense for the apocalypse?
It doesn't. And as a matter of fact, sometimes those $2,000 packages are no more than two gold coins.
Right.
Really?
No. And so, yeah, there's not a lot to the amount that they're offering you for the $2,000.
Vinny.
That's why I say if you check out the values of them, even if you go to a local coin dealer, here's a better one, is find out what they're going to offer you, and then wait about a week and call them back and ask them if they want to buy them.
Uh-huh.
And when you find out that they're going to offer you about a quarter of about what you paid for it,
yep,
you're going to see how much you're being ripped off for.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, you're going to be offered a quarter of what you're paying for them.
Right.
This happened back in the 80s, in the late 70s and the 80s, where there's a lot of this, snake oil salesman out there. That's just the way it is. And I'll give you another example of just how many people out there are losing money. I saw the other day on one of the cable shows, I think it was the Home Shoppers Network, where they were offering three nickels. Now, these are nickels that were just produced by the government, and the government made about a half a billion of each of these nickels. Now, that's not scarce. That's not rare.
No.
A half a billion nickels. Now, they offered three of them. One of them was proof, which is made specially by special guys. And then they made the one that was struck in Philadelphia and the one that was struck in Denver. And now they put these in a little package, and they're selling them for $109.
Three nickels.
$109. Now, I could buy all three. First of all, I could find two of those coins and change. And the one in the middle I could pay $10 for on eBay. So now their markup is what?
A zillion, it seems like.
It's 1,000% plus. And then they're going to hit you for like $8 shipping and handling on top of it.
Right.
And people are buying these things.
Vinny, gold is malleable, so that means it can be pounded into something very thin and wide. And so how do these people know that are buying off the internet? How do they know what they're getting isn't just gold dust sprinkled on top of something that isn't gold?
Well, a lot of times they don't. A lot of times you have to read the fine print a lot of things. A lot of these coins that they mint by these privately owned mints, a lot of times they're just gold plated. In fact, there's been a lot of companies that have been caught doing it and been kicked off of places like eBay because they're selling fake coins.
Uh-huh.
You know, how do you know? You actually have to know the size and the weight. You have to have a scale. You have to know how many grains or grams are in the coin itself before you can even tell if it's gold.
Right.
You know, how do I know that? If you say something's worth $500, how do I know?
Okay, so some of these dealers on the internet say, well, dear customer, you know that the value is stamped on the round, and that's how you know what it's worth. But
well,
they could stamp anything
on the
round,
right? They're
right?
being honest about it, but they're not all being honest a lot of times.
So
that's why you have to check it. You have to make sure it's gold. You know, you have no matter what you collect or what you want to invest in, you have to learn as much about it as you possibly can. I'll give you a perfect example of the amount of money that they're making. Now, this is a legitimate dealer. I bid on a rare coin, on a rare double eagle gold coin, and I lost the auction. That auction sold for $1,600 on eBay. And I got what's known as a second chance offer. This dealer sent me an email and said, listen, we'll sell you a coin just like that one for the price you bid. Now, I bid $1,033. Now, this coin sold for $1,600.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you? That this profit margin that some of these dealers are making is huge.
It's
very
huge.
He's still making money.
Yeah.
Selling it to me for $1,033.
So the only way to really determine the value of a coin you buy off an internet broker like that is to take it and get it independently appraised, and doesn't that require paying money to an independent appraiser then to do that?
Well, no, but most dealers will tell you. You can bring it into most coin shops.
Uh-huh.
They'll give you an idea of what they'll pay. They'll offer you right there. But the point is, I wouldn't buy anything before I find out what I could get for it.
That's a good point. And
why should you pay, you know, $800 over the value of the coin when you could pay a, you know, you got to expect that they're going to make money, but you could also find reputable dealers that'll buy back that coin for $100 over, you know, $100 less than you paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you want to do because you know they have overhead and everything else. But the way it is now, if you go into a blind, and that's what a lot of people are doing, they're going to be taken for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, see, the problem is that you're dealing with people over the phone, too, when you make these transactions. It's not
that's
people
right.
you know
that's right.
personally.
Why don't they have their prices right on their site?
Right.
Yeah. Plus, over the years, Lisa and I have heard legions of stories of people sometimes getting ripped off for over $100,000
uh-huh.
from these internet gold peddlers. And once somebody puts $100,000 into somebody else's pocket, it's real hard to get that money back out, isn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of times these places will be gone in 6 months.
Right.
They file bankruptcy. Things go bad for them. See, the only person that's making a lot of money right now is smart collectors and smart dealers and these snake oil salesmen. They're mm-hmm. making a ton of money right now.
Yeah. Now, I want to touch upon something you mentioned earlier. Back a few months ago, everybody remembers Hurricane Katrina. We remember the chaos in New Orleans. And when these people had to flee out of their houses, they weren't out on the streets there bartering for gold. If they had anything, they were bartering for toilet paper, for food, for water, and so forth. Right then, gold was the last thing on their minds, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll bet the person that had a dozen ear of corn made the most money.
That's a good point.
That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. You want to make money. You know, they always preach this. It's going to be an apocalypse. You
right.
know, it's just not going to happen like that.
Oh, right.
If anything happens, it's going to be gradual. Look at like our value of our dollar. It's now about a third less than it was about a year ago or so. This is the way you're going to lose your buying power. You know, it's not going to be one day that there's just no money in the banks. That's not going to happen.
It seems that their target demographics are the audience members that are the most suggestible, the ones that can easily be manipulated through fright and paranoia.
Well, psychic driving.
They found a niche there.
Yeah, well, and not only that, there's a lot of people that are a lot of people that are older, and that they just don't understand how it is, and they see that they're losing money, having their money in the bank, and they're wondering if they're going to be able to get through their life, and a lot of times they jump on the bandwagon, hoping that, wow, this may work out, this may double in a year, and I'll be able to make it, and then they find out it's not.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. There's no safety net for something like this. Yeah. Once you lose all your money to these people, that's it.
It almost seems like they're targeting the same audience that Jim and Tammy Faye are targeting. Now, let's go back
There you go.
Yeah.
All connected. It's all connected.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to something you said before about the government actually confiscating gold. That's a possibility because it's happened in the past, hasn't it?
Well, they've done that. They've made it where it was illegal to own much more than a few $100 worth of gold.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean you couldn't hold it, but you couldn't have, huge amounts. If you had, back in 1933, it became illegal to hold more than, $300 worth of gold. But, of course, then that was a lot of money. $3,000
right.
was like, a year's salary.
Uh-huh.
For some people. But you couldn't hoard huge amounts. Because anytime people would hoard huge amounts, usually it was somebody that had a lot of money, and they would do it to try to corner the market. The same thing happened in the late 70s, early 80s with the Hunt brothers. When they cornered the silver market, and they had silver go from, $1.50 to $50 an ounce.
Yep.
A lot of people don't realize that. And The same thing was going on with the gold at the same time. There were people that were speculating so much, and gold went up to $800 an ounce. Well, the people that were selling it quickly, see, the day sellers that buy and sell it, they made millions of dollars. But a lot of the people that jumped on board and bought gold for $700 or $800, they lost all their money, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Part of this whole scenario involves the uncertainty swirling around the value of the dollar. If the dollar isn't worth very much, why do these snake oil salesmen so readily accept it as a payment for something that supposedly has more value?
Yeah, they keep telling everyone that the dollar is not worth anything, but they sure want a lot of those dollars,
yeah.
don't they?
Well, you see, that's it. These people don't tell you what they're doing with their money when they get it.
Right.
Are they buying all the gold,
people,
too?
And this includes people in our government.
Uh-huh.
They're not stupid. They're switching a lot of their money over to Europe because it just makes sense to do so. So they'll have, we're talking about people that have millions of dollars, but they'll have money here, but most of their money will be in euros overseas.
That's right, yeah.
It's a big market, believe me, and they know just what they're doing. They're not buying the gold for themselves, they're
uh-huh.
trying to sell it to you.
Yeah.
Like I always say, if something's so valuable, what do you want to sell it to me for?
Right.
Don't you want to hold on to it yourself if
exactly.
it's going to be such a good deal?
Good point.
See, they are buying gold, but what they're buying is very rare coins. And they're not selling you those. They're keeping those for themselves.
That's right. Now, a couple weeks ago, I spoke with an economist, someone that's in the market and probably knows more about economics and just about anyone I've ever met. And I asked him point blank. I said, if you had $2,000 and you wanted to buy gold, would you go to one of these internet patriot snake oil, or I just said one of these internet radio shows and buy gold from them? And he gave me a one word answer. He said, no, absolutely not. So if you had $2,000, Vinny, would you buy gold from these people on the internet?
No, definitely not. As a matter of fact, I try to buy gold. I have some gold, but I have it as gold coins. And what I've done is tried to buy it as close to what a dealer would pay you for it.
Uh-huh.
And in some cases, I've actually did better than dealers. So if you study it and you look around, and it's very important just to find out what it sells for, and then you try to buy it at that price. Hey, what's stopping anybody from putting a small ad in the newspaper and say, well, I want to buy gold just like anybody else, and then paying the price that a lot of coin dealers and, these
right.
people that are pushing gold, you could probably get it from people for that price. And in fact, you'd be doing them a favor because you'd be more honest to these people.
Yeah, Vinny,
and you could turn around and just sell that gold, and And you have to sell it immediately. That's who makes the money. The person that doubles their money today that they had yesterday is the person that gained.
Mm-hmm. What about these gold certificates? Do you know anything about them?
I don't know too much. You mean, you're talking about stocks?
Well,
gold stocks and mines and stuff like that?
It's like a promise of gold in the future. If you don't know about that, let me ask you this.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Sometimes these snake oil salesmen offer incentives, like little prizes and gifts if you get one of their little packages. But a lot of these prizes and incentives are actually stuff gotten over from Asia, such shoddy merchandise that they can't even sell it on the retail market. And they throw that in.
You're better off with a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah. So I think what we're really pointing out today, Vinny, is we're not saying don't buy gold. What we're trying to differentiate between is smart investing like what you do and this fear-based apocalypse end times televangelist shtick that these snake oil salesmen on these internet shows are doing. And if someone really uses their head and takes care of their belly first, in other words, stocks up on all the necessities, that's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly the way it goes.
And
I'm going to tell you one other thing that I've noticed that these companies promote. They promote what is called the Red Book. They go, this is the wonderful book, and it lists all the prices of coins, how many was minted, stuff like that. Well, people who collect coins, per se, realize that that book is inflated. It never gives you true prices.
Uh-huh.
So it's more or less a come-on. What you need to look for is just like if you were going to buy an automobile.
Uh-huh.
You got to find the blue book. You got to find the book that's going to, in fact, tell you what the true value of whatever item it is.
Where do they find that?
Well, you can buy that, but you have to look on the internet for the blue book of coins.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you start from that level. That way, you go into a dealer's on a coin shop, and you know basically what they paid for it, and then you try to. You try to get it for a little more than, you know, what they pay for. And you'd be surprised. A lot of dealers will sell you, you know, over a small premium for a coin because it's better for them to make some money than no money at all.
That's right. Well, Vinny, we want to thank you so much for your words of wisdom today. And, you know, the more we look into this whole area, it just seems dirtier and dirtier every day.
Right. And the bottom line is people need to check pricing and use discernment and be very wise and use common sense as to how they make these types of purchases and don't purchase based on fear.
Well, look what happened with the baseball cards a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was spending thousands of dollars on them things.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them aren't worth anything anymore.
Unbelievable, yeah. Well, Vinny,
so it all goes in a cycle. The same thing's going with gold, and then people will get burnt, and this will last about 10 years, and then they'll come out again, and they'll start selling the gold, and the same people, or their sons and daughters, are going to start doing it again.
Unbelievable.
Well, Vinny, you have to be aware of this.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, and
thanks, you know, Vinny.
Maybe when we do visit show again next month, maybe we'll do another surprise call-in on you there and bring you on board again, okay?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Visit. Smart man.
He is. That was a great show, and we hope everybody had a chance to tune in. If they haven't heard the show, go to Visigoth's website. It's right on our homepage or on the Radio A-List, and you'll hear Vinny. He was on for, what, maybe 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, Vinny, I could very much if you would come on next month.
Yeah.
I'll try to do that.
All righty. Well, Vinny, thanks for coming on today, and tomorrow we're going to have Professor Stephen E. Jones, who's going to talk about the controlled demolition. This is going to be a hot show, so make sure you tune in. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
See you then.